This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke defiantly Friday in two speeches about his country's ultimate victory over Russian forces in both the most pressing battle in eastern Ukraine and the war generally. The advance of Russian forces raised more fears that the cities in the region would undergo the same horrors inflicted on the people of the port city of Mariupol in the weeks before it fell. Reporter Anna Chernakova in Kyiv tells VOA of more bodies found there.
We know that this information is coming mostly from the intelligence and from the civilians who are there, who tell this, well, apparently to Ukrainian officials who still have connection with certain people. And according to the officials, today it was another, well, shocking news that another 70 bodies of the civilians, they were found under the ruins of former October plant. And this plant was one of the shelters for the civilians.
Hints of Russia's strategy for the Donbas can be found in Mariupol, where Moscow is consolidating its control through measures including state-controlled broadcast programming and overhauled school curricula, according to an analysis from the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington think tank. U.S. President Joe Biden told Naval Academy graduates Friday that they will be representatives and defenders of the democracy as free societies are under threat from Russia's invasion of Ukraine to China's maritime expansion. Delivering a commencement address to more than 1,000 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, Biden said the Western response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's brutal war in Ukraine shows the world is aligning not on geography but in terms of values. This is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of Texas is now speaking out about the response to the shooting there. AP correspondent Mike Gracio with details.
I was misled. I am livid about what happened.
At a news conference Friday afternoon, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he received inaccurate information about the law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting on Tuesday.
I wrote down hand notes in detail about what everybody in that room told me.
Abbott said he expects a thorough investigation into the actions of law enforcement as Robb Elementary School was under assault.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed.
Authorities said Friday officers waited in a hallway for more than 45 minutes. Colonel Stephen McGraw heads the Texas Department of Public Safety.
It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
The 18-year-old gunman killed 19 children and two teachers.
The Afghan Taliban rebuffed calls by the United Nations to ease restrictions on women in Afghanistan. Taliban says that the restrictions are in line with local religious and cultural values. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The Taliban Foreign Ministry issued a statement Friday rejecting UN concerns as unfounded. In statements this week, the UN Security Council and the World Body's Special Observer on the Human Rights Situation in Afghanistan expressed deep concern and sharply criticized the latest Taliban order for women to cover up fully in public, including their faces. The Taliban also ordered female presenters on Afghan TV to cover their faces when on the air. Earlier, the Taliban government suspended girls' secondary education, prevented most female employees from returning to government jobs, and barred women from traveling alone. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is making it clear that he will likely defy a subpoena from the House investigating the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack, escalating a standoff with the panel over his and other GOP lawmakers' testimony. In an 11-page letter to the panel, an attorney for McCarthy argued that the select committee does not have the authority to issue subpoenas to the lawmakers under House rules and demanded answers to a series of questions and documents if his client were to comply. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke defiantly Friday in two speeches about his country's victory over Russian forces in both the most pressing battle in eastern Ukraine and the war in general. Via remote,